The picnic near the lakeside in Chicago is the start of a lazy afternoon, early one October. We begin with a scene 1 meter wide, which we view from just 1 meter away. Now, every 10 seconds, we will look from 10 times farther away, and our field of view will be 10 times wider. This square is 10 meters wide, and in 10 seconds, the next square will be 10 times as wide. Our picture will center on the picnickers, even after they've been lost to sight. 100 meters wide. The distance a man can run in 10 seconds. Cars crowd the highway. Power boats lie at their docks. The colorful bleachers are Soldiers Field. This square is a kilometer wide, 1,000 meters. The distance a racing car can travel in 10 seconds. We see the great city on the lake shore. 10 to the fourth meters, 10 kilometers. The distance a supersonic airplane can travel in 10 seconds. We see first the rounded end of Lake Michigan, then the whole Great Lake. 10 to the fifth meters. The distance an orbiting satellite covers in 10 seconds. Long parades of clouds. The day's weather in the Middle West. 10 to the sixth, a one with six zeros, a million meters. Soon the Earth will show as a solid sphere. We are able to see the whole Earth now, just over a minute along the journey. The Earth diminishes into the distance, but those background stars are so much farther away that they do not yet appear to move. A line extends at the true speed of light. In 1 second, it half crosses the tilted orbit of the moon. Now we mark a small part of the path in which the Earth moves about the sun. Now the orbital paths of the neighbor planets, Venus and Mars, then Mercury. Entering our field of view is the glowing center of our solar system, the Sun, followed by the massive outer planets, swinging wide in their big orbits. That odd orbit belongs to Pluto. A fringe of a myriad comets too faint to see completes the solar system. Ten to the 14th. As the solar system shrinks to one bright point in the distance, our sun is plainly now only one among the stars. Looking back from here, we note four southern constellations, still much as they appear from the far side of the Earth. This square is 10 to the 16th meters, one light year, not yet out to the next star. Our last 10-second step took us 10 light years further. The next will be 100. Our perspective changes so much in each step now that even the background stars will appear to converge. At last, we pass the bright star Arcturus and some stars of the Dipper. Normal but quite unfamiliar stars and clouds of gas surround us as we traverse the Milky Way galaxy. Giant steps carry us into the outskirts of the galaxy. And as we pull away, we begin to see the great flat spiral facing us. The time and path we chose to leave Chicago has brought us out of the galaxy along a course nearly perpendicular to its disk. The two little satellite galaxies of our own are the Clouds of Magellan, 10 to the 22nd power, a million light years. Groups of galaxies bring a new level of structure to the scene. Glowing points are no longer single stars, but whole galaxies of stars seen as one. We pass the big Virgo cluster of galaxies among many others, 100 million light years out. As we approach the limit of our vision, we pause to start back home. This lonely scene, the galaxies like dust, is what most of space looks like. This emptiness is normal. The richness of our own neighborhood is the exception. Thank you.
can I call you back in a few minutes? I'm walking through a tunnel. I'll call you back.
Thank you. Thank you. better pick up with you. Better pick you.
Just that color.
Just that color. Red.
Same as your eyes.
I looked at him one night, got him one night, smoked for a long time. They get this coolness about them. Everything must be cool. The movements are cool. They get up and they, everything that they do, going to take a piss is cool, you know?
Yeah.
This guy's all cool, mellow. You know, when inexperienced pot users go, and they get that head rush and they go, fall right back down.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then they laugh for about an hour, and then, of course, after you smoke it for like a year, you're burned out forever, and you really don't do much like that.
Uh-huh.
This guy stands up and he goes, I think I must go home now. And he stands up, and we just smoked some pretty good stuff, and he just stood there for a minute. And it was so funny because we all realized he was getting his head rush. And he's just really cool about, you know, I mean, this guy's like 6'5". Sits back down, big dreadlocks and everything, goes, I think I will sit and rest for 5 minutes. He says he has a sixth sense, because he says, I think somebody's calling me, you know. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I think somebody's at my house waiting for me. Oh, yeah? And he says, yes, I'd better be going. And I said, well, what if it's the police waiting for you? Now, you gotta remember, this guy's peaceful. He's always talking about God and the marijuana and the herbs and how animals are sacred and all these plants and everything. I said, what if there's a police waiting for you? His name is Baba. I said, what if the police are waiting for you, Baba? And Baba looks at me and goes, I've got something for the police, man. And he pulls out his pants and he's got a gun stuck in his on his fucking six shooter right there, man. I have something for the cops, man.
Oh, yeah.
Baba, right on.
Come on!
The whole dream was really, you know, like, fun. But I was it really hurt me when I knew that Brooklyn Bridge went down. It was very upsetting. It was really beautiful. I wish I could reconstruct what I saw. But I'm not very good in 3D. I'm sure I'd have to use some 3D softwares too. Well, the first thing that I saw go down was the Brooklyn Bridge. That really upset me. Things were falling, there was smoke, there was like fire, and then the aircrafts came. Do like tricks, it would like flip, and it was projecting like lights and colors, and it was like a fucking disco. And then the little men came out. They weren't little men, they were normal people. It was like a company, you know? And they were like acting out war. They were killing each other and like laughing, like how I'm killing him. Oh, he's dead. They were trying to make the whole experience really fun. It was a game. The whole thing was like playing. So I was like, you people are the ones that's protecting our country. Like, I couldn't believe it. And then I got really upset because after having seen all these aircrafts and all these funky shapes, I was like, how could you make people feel bad about having seen UFOs, like make them out to be loonies when you're flying in aircrafts like this? So people must have seen these flying things, but for like the last 50 years, you've been telling them they're crazy. And I was upset and I asked them, but then I knew I also shouldn't ask them because there were terrorists or something.
had this dream three or four nights ago. I was uptown somewhere in this apartment with a bunch of people, and we had like a killer view. The Brooklyn Bridge collapsed. And there were sort of like ripples of, you know, waves and impact. And like the apartment I was in like shook, but we knew we were safe and we were okay. Then other buildings started to fall, other like signature buildings. But they were all falling like how like the Twin Towers fell, like straight down. Then there were these aircrafts that came in, and they were really low, really huge, white and shiny, with like this fancy, funky lighting that would like run in and out and through it. These men came out and they were trying to entertain us while this whole like war was going on. And they were like giving us like folders and brochures and be like, hey, you know, like read all about me. And they were like promoting themselves. Having seen all these aircrafts that came by, I was kind of upset because I was like, how can you, for the past 50 years, make people feel so awful about having seen UFOs? And like, here you are. But then the guy, he didn't really talk about it, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, there's like, you know, there are terrorists now, so we'll talk about that later. And while they were entertaining us, these little machines, little miniature robot things, came down the street, and they were rebuilding all the buildings that had just fallen on a smaller scale. But they were rebuilding as things were falling. So it sort of gave us like courage. To think everything was gonna be okay.
Thank you. two people who were part of this piece are here in the audience, Phil Etra and Naeem Kuro. And I also want to say thank you to everybody for coming out.